views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., and I just hope you all caught our show last week about body and food, because we've had incredible feedback, even on the Instagram Live, and we did have, with some of our callers, some feedback into our info at tracylclark.com. They did get their breakthroughs and their understanding as to why they were holding on to weight, what was happening. And that's what we do here, is make sure that we not only just empower you, inspire you, but shift the energy and get you to start to see where those blocks are so you can continue to move forward in your life. And that's what we do each and every week. So each show is different, but they do come from you. We will be doing another show on body and foods. It's such a big topic, and it was so nice to hear all that feedback. You know, I want to actually start a little bit talking about the body regeneration method and why. Today's show is about awareness, and not mental awareness, but more physical awareness, and why it's so important when we transition in our life and what that has to do. And I'll tell you that when I started the body regeneration method, it was because I was looking for something. Although I had had taken years to shift my own life and my physical body and my health, and I had to take back my power. And I had this space of understanding so much of how the body worked as I walked through it personally. And when I created the body regeneration method, and I put it recently online to help people to understand how do you really connect and where does that awareness come from and why, so you can be empowered, you can help the people you love, you can get those shifts by doing it yourself with a little bit of coaching along the way. Because we're in this world of where quite often when we're expanding and we're going into something new, it can be scary and it can be frightening. And we're taught on awareness that it is really just a mental space, like what's happening if you in the world. So people will say, oh, this political group was great because they raised this awareness around a certain subject. And that's really great that you get new information. But the question becomes, what do you do with it? How does it work for you? Can it empower you? Does it disempower you? Like, there's a lot of awareness in political structures, for once, that come up, or, you know, global structures where we're fed somebody's agenda, not really an awareness of helping and love and kindness of what's really happening on the planet, or what's really happening, you know, in the banking system, or what's really happening politically. So this is why it's so important to start to discern out of, you know, what is that mental space telling you, and what is that physical body telling you, and what is it really trying to connect? And that's where the body regeneration method really comes in. So you can actually understand what are you feeling? What is it at that core? And, you know, it comes back to, like I was saying, what is that bigger picture out there? So if you start to think of information of, let's take something politically. Okay, so maybe there was an awareness that was brought to you on a political agenda or political front to let the people know what's really happening. And this is where sometimes when we talked about the show of what's fear and what's intuition, if you caught that program, this is where we cross over to another level, because quite often when you're into that discernment, it's understanding what is your innate body telling you. because you can be fed so much information and then you start saying, well, that didn't work for me, or I don't agree with that, or that's their perception, or that's their point of view. And you can get into all these different conversations with yourself and with your friends and, you know, whether you're watching on media, but it doesn't really solve anything. It doesn't get you to the next level. And it half the time, the awarenesses that come up, unless you're taking action in them, they're not really even affecting you personally or your life. And a lot of people don't even look at it that way. So they end up spending so much time in the mental processing that there's no physical change, and then in the body. And when there's no physical change in the body, there's no physical change in the external part of your life. So just take a moment. You'll hear me always say, when I clean energy and blocks out of people's bodies, I always go, and I thank that hand of God. The reason you hear me say this for the new listeners is because it's pure source energy of love. You can divine or universe, but we want to make sure that we clean the roots of the block. So think about the things that you got really involved with mentally, that you got really, you know, ingrained in, but then you found out later that the information in that space was not true. One of the things that I want to do is start to move the energy that created the block within your life. And again, I love going back to political causes or environmental causes, because a lot of people say, well, we're doing this to raise the awareness. Let's look at animals, you know, the awareness on animals, but there's a lot of different variations of opinions. There's a different variations of why we eat them, why we don't eat them, why the choices are there. And again, it's about empowering who you are. So there's so much information that it almost becomes too much information. And then the body becomes overloaded and you're literally, you only have so much energy to give in a day. So you start to look at all the information you're bombarded with on the news or the media or people's agendas. And then you start to look at all the places you have to give, all the stuff in your home, if you collect or you're a hoarder, and your energy field becomes depleted, then you're, because you only have so much energy to expel in a day. That's why people go and they meditate to reconnect with their body, or they go into the nature to reconnect with their body, to really go back to simplicity, to get out of this space of overwhelmed, to get out of this space of clutter, right, in your fields. So the body has to replenish. And this is where it comes back to your feelings, your perceptions, your intuition, your awareness centers. And when those are shut down and they're not expanded, you actually will find yourself in a place where you won't be able to create and generate more. You just won't. And then that's where you'll find yourself getting into a place where you're like, these things aren't working for me. My life isn't moving. I feel stuck. Nothing works for me. Then when you have a depleted energetic field, basically within your body and that awareness center in the physical body, I'm not talking your mental body. The mental member is like a virus. I look at it like a virus because it'll just tell you all sorts of stories that you don't need to know that aren't going to help you. But when you really connect into the physical awareness of the body, that's when those systems start to get overrided. You will override them just like you override a program on your computer. You will start to override them. So if you start saying things like, well, that doesn't work, or I've tried something in the spiritual realm, or I've tried a new direction and it's not working, that's usually because your energetic field is taxed and you need to clean it out. And that is taking that space of going to simplicity of how much have you taken in. And it's no different than your gas tank. Your gas tank gets empty. You have to fill it back up with more gas. So the energetic body can get depleted every day just by how much your mental space will take over. And people, we're not conditioned to really understand where that awareness comes from within us. And so a lot of people say, well, that's just your intuition. Well, that is part of it. It's a big part of it. However, it's actually feeling the entire physical body sensation and feeling what actually works for you. And even if the people around you and the surrounding people are against with what you want to do or how you want to get there. So just take a deep breath. And I want to thank that hand of God of actually, again, moving the mental space, kind of like we move it to the side. So you can have the thought process, but as we reconnect the brain to the actual physical body, the physical intelligence, which is really going to start to drive your connection with how you connect, whether it's God, universe, divine, however you say that, that energy of love to start to drive and create quite effortlessly in your life. And it becomes more effortless when you come into this space of that full awareness. And it's a process, because a lot of times we might learn something and then we have to relearn it. And that's something that, or you feel like that was a lie. And so your awareness will change based on your growth. And that's definitely something when we come back from the break, I want to expand more on, is how you are always changing. And so what you used to know is good for that time, but we have to think it to really get to the next level of creating something different. So, or you uncover something and you realize, oh, all that information I brought up with was a lie. I don't have to be poor. It's like that, right? So we want to increase that innate intelligence. We want to bring that up into your actual environment of where you live each and every day. And we're going to do that when we come after the break. But I want to just redirect you a little bit to really go check out the body regeneration method. If you're really looking to want to understand how to connect yourself with your own system, how to connect with those you love, how to start to creating your own change in your own life with your money or your health or your finances, that's the place to go. And we put it online. The next class starts in October. You can do module one or two. The modules are broken up into many. We have finances. We have health and fitness in January starting. You can take them separately or together. And then we have other ones coming, but they're weekly classes where we get to interact together and really start to get you connected. So you get to go help all those people that you love. And it doesn't have to be, it's not slow. If something is moving very slow, you know you're in your own way. You know something is not connecting 99% of the time in your, how you're looking at something, how your perception is, how your awareness around something is unfolding. And quite often that's a big block that we will come into, is we're not asking ourselves the right questions. We're not exploring new possibilities, and we're really shutting down the awareness of that whole physical space that we have been so gifted with. So I want to encourage you, TracyHaleClark.com, check out the body regeneration method. I'm so excited it's finally live. We used to do them in person, but now we'll be live online at home. So it's easy for you, and you can actually come along and meet some incredible people that have been using the method each and every day and inspiring and changing lives. That's what we're here to do, make a better world for you and I. So we will check us out right after the break. And please, I encourage you, if you have something you'd like shifted or a testimonial, please call in at 1-800-930-2819, and happy to help you move through your blocks. So we do for this hour, and happy to help you get onto your extraordinary life. So we'll catch you right after the break.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on The Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. And, you know, we're talking about awareness today and the awareness of the body and the expansion of it and why it's so important. And so I just want to encourage you, if you have a question you'd like shifted or you have a testimonial, you can call us at 1-800-930-2819. Happy to help you. It's what we're here to do each and every day. I also want to let you know tonight we have one of our global online calls at tracylclark.com. We do them once a month. And what we do is we actually shift your questions, the things that are blocking you, the things you're ready to, you know, get more of. We have a lot of fun. There's a replay as well. If you can't make it, you always get the replay and you can submit the question before. This is, I always say the best part about life is you want to continue to always move through your life, move through the journey and really enjoy it, because quite often what happens is people wait till there's a crisis moment. And talk about awareness. Like, how many times have you waited for a crisis moment before you actually, then you did something? Meanwhile, if you look at a crisis that you had, it was brewing for a long time and it was coming around the corner, but you didn't want to look at it. You didn't want to deal with it. You didn't want to, the pains and the fears that were coming up. And so mentally you start looking at all of this and you go, oh my gosh, I don't want to deal with a crisis. And all of us have waited far too long. And then all of a sudden the crisis hits and then you're forced to make the change. You're forced to have to make a new direction. And this is one of the things that I love to empower and remind people each and every day. Don't wait for a crisis. There's so much coming into our atmosphere right now, into our personal atmospheres and the global atmospheres around what is shifting and changing. And this is where if we don't get on board to really get connected to ourselves with good boundaries and have that level of what's going on in our atmosphere, then all of a sudden we find ourselves in a crisis moment and then we're trying, it takes us longer to get out of it. So I thank the hand of God of starting to move you guys so you don't have to go into crisis moment, because that can be pretty difficult. And if you look at any time that you've gone through that, you can start to see, usually it's 6 months, or you look at marriages, it'll be 2 years, 3 years, 4 years that they're in a spiral that's going down. But you have the awareness that's going down, but you don't have enough of the power in your internal system to take action. And it also comes to fear. It's like, okay, where do I get more information that discerns for what I require? And that is when you learn to really get your atmosphere going, your whole system. Then you start to create change. It's quite often what we do is if you look at your home, you have that awareness of what needs to be cleaned. You know what needs to, you know, move, how you like things placed. And then you get that desire that you need to change your bedroom or you need to change your kitchen or you need to buy some new furniture because the energy of it is no longer serving you and you have changed inside. So your surroundings start to change. And that's a real basic way of starting to understand just how naturally your system will start to move, will start to generate, and will start to work with you. But we have to take that up to another level. So one of the things is when you start to, I was talking before the break about, I always say when you learn, everything is a lie. And so basically, when we start going through life, we learn that we have systems and we have spaces that we're walking, whether it's school or work or money, and this is how it works. And you're basically programmed. And as your awareness of your internal body starts to, they call it waking up. Many of you have heard that, but becomes aware that you can be very connected to spirit or that hand of God in your way. And when you hold on to that very strongly, your internal awareness, your faith, the stronger it becomes, you start to lead your life without running in systems. And your awareness levels become stronger and stronger and stronger of what is working for you, what's not working for you. And all of that information that you took in, when you start to wake up, it's like, I would say it's like riding a bike. So when people say, okay, I woke up, what does that mean? You started to have your internal system operate on another level to take in information for you to be stronger, to making your own choices and decisions, not the choices and decisions that you were programmed to from you were small, from your family or your teachers, authoritative figures. So that's kind of waking up. But once you wake up, it's like riding a bike. If you haven't ridden a bike in like 5 years, you can get on a bike and you know how to ride it. Like you can't unlearn how to ride a bike. You just can't. Once you know how to do it, you know how to do it. So waking up is the same way, that when the internal system wakes up and the awareness levels become stronger, your environment, so what happens, it will all start to change, and then your life starts to change. And sometimes for the worse, for a little bit, because you have to reverse what was basically, I call them lies, because it's like, I don't have to be poor. I was told I had to be poor because my family was poor, but I don't have to be poor. I'm just using that as an example. Or I don't need to work this job because it doesn't fulfill me, even though I was told I need to work a job because that's the job they told me I needed to work. Quite often people go into careers because they feel their family wants them to. You know, if you need to be a doctor or a lawyer, or because that's what your family wants you to be. So when you wake up and that awareness opens and it constantly grows, we call that your atmosphere, where it's growing and growing and growing, and you are actually you start to take information in very differently. So when you're going to make a decision or a move in your life to change your life, you will start to do it based on what your system requires, not what your mental space is telling you. And that's what I want to thank that hand of God of actually increasing. So when I say it's like lies, it's like you wake up and go, oh, I can do something different. I'm very in charge of my own life. So all the programming that's gone, and we'll start to remove this out of you through generations and generations of programming, basically get up, get a job, pay your taxes, be a good little citizen, maybe have a beer at the end of the day and, you know, watch some TV and go to bed. That's a very simple programming that means you've actually made it or you've succeeded, and which it doesn't, because your inner system, when it wakes up, becomes more restless. That awareness will grow stronger and stronger. And when your awareness internally grows stronger, you become restless, you become frustrated, you become, you know, irritated, because you know there's more, you know your body is craving more, your spirit's craving more. And you also start to realize that within that, you will start to change your environment, your external atmosphere. So you have an internal atmosphere, an external atmosphere, and they do always talk together. So let's think the hand of God of where you're actually starting and ready to see that you can be more empowered when this awareness system opens, when you become more awake, when you become more in alignment, and how you start to make those decisions for yourself. When that awareness also opens, that is when you start to see you become so connected and you crave more that you'll start to see your physical body will start to repair. It'll start to reverse because the mental programming slowly will start to leave. And that's part of that awareness with waking up that happens, is getting into the mental programming for it to go. And then your system naturally starts to come back online because you will be given the correct information that you will need, whether it's repairing physical body, mental body, emotional, psychological, psychic bodies. So they all start to come back online and then things flow. They flow in your life. So how many times have you said, why are things not flowing? Why are they feeling stuck? And a lot of times, if something's feeling stuck in your field, it's just you could be, if you've woken up and you're getting all of these feelings and you're becoming more in touch with who you are and staying out of the mental space, all that's happening is you can be in a holding period. You can be in a resting period. So what people don't understand is when you do wake up, you have to be recalibrated. So no different than when you do a backup on your computer, it can take a while for it to back up. Or if they're upgrading, they say, give us check back in 24 hours. We're upgrading the system. You know, how many times have you gone to a website and it says, please check back. We're doing maintenance. We're upgrading. Well, your actual whole being is always upgrading. And when you turn the switch on to say you're ready for more and you want to increase this innate intelligence inside you, it has to upgrade. And that's also another space, because what happens is you get tired or you get frustrated. Some people say, I want to sleep all the time. A lot of times your physical body, your mental body, your emotional body, they're just getting upgraded. So people get very frustrated sometimes when they feel like they're on a holding pattern because they can feel something's coming to them. They can feel the changes are coming. And how many times have you had that? You can feel it, you can taste it, but you can't see it. So my question is, what do? When you feel it, you taste it, but you can't see what's coming. And that, I have been there many times. I got to give you some tips when we come back on what to do that so you can stay in alignment with your innate space, that really beautiful space inside. So again, before we go to break, I just again want to encourage you, check out, you know, TracyLClark.com for the body regeneration method. If you really, you don't have to have any prior training to do this. If you have training, you can actually, I can teach you how to use it and mix it with what you know. We've had great teachers who've come back and said, I just use this now because it actually works very, very quickly. If you can turn your computer on and off, you can figure this out fairly quick. I say it's simple, but it is actually after you get going. So check it out. If you love and have a lot of questions you'd like to get shifted, check out the global online call. But one of the things I love to do after our show, at the top of the hour at 12, is hop on our Instagram at TracyLClark_, where we can go live and we continue the conversation and really continue to shift and sift. So before we get, when we get back from the break, I'm going to teach you a few little tips of what you can do in the awareness space when you can feel it, taste it, but you can't see it. So we'll check you out right after the break.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's 5 most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. And if you're liking the episodes, I encourage you to share them on your social media. You can screenshot them, forward the link, go to tracylclark.com or Transformation Talk Radio and share below, because the more we share, the more we care, the more lives we can change. Before the break, we were talking about when you come into that awareness of when you can feel something, taste it, but you can't see it. What do? It's a really, really, really frustrating space to be in. And that is the place of having to really learn to discern, let go. But one of the biggest things I say is to play. And people say, why would you say go and play? And there's so much creation energy in the energy of play. And we talk about this a lot of when you're really connecting to your body on a new way and expanding your bubble, your atmosphere into a bigger space, a bigger you. And I remember quite often when I use this story a lot as an example. And when I was transitioning into where I am now, 8 years ago, full time, in corporate, I knew I was supposed to be in this new space. I didn't know how it was going to turn out, but you could just say, I can feel it. I can feel it. And that's where you get, right? You can feel it. And when you're in a transition period, a lot of times we feel things. We have enough of that awareness that something is on its way. Something is coming to us. But when we can't see it, we almost have a temper tantrum with our mental body, because our mental space is, well, something's wrong. It's not here yet. And it should be here right now. And I still go through this. And I think most people do when you're in massive transitions and changes in your lives. And so you keep going. But when you go and play and you get into that energy of what that laughter is, and you can disconnect, and the whole key is actually learning to disconnect from the mental chatter. And what you'll start to see is the energy will start to open up more. It will flow into you and it will become one with you. And that's where I always like to use that line. You hear me say it a lot. It's on its way to me now. Thank you, God. It's on its way to me now. And then get distracted, get into something else. And when you go and play, that energy opens it. And every time I've done that, something that I have been asking for shows up a lot quicker. And it shows up in, again, ways that we never expect. And it is really about really getting that mental space under control. It's a hard one. Like, you've probably heard me say this before, is that how many times, like, take your mind and put it in another person and let it chatter all those things at you all day long. And if you could, you can't get away from it. But if that person was literally talking at you all day long, you'd have the awareness of all the garbage that goes through your head, all the nonsense that goes through your head. You probably wouldn't want to be around it that long. But how much of that takes up your energetic space, your energetic frequency? And that's where you hear quiet the mind. And it's very difficult when we have so much going on in our fields to quiet the mind. It's a learned space, because it really needs to be like a book put on the shelf and put down when you want to actually use it, and then put away and put back. So when you start to use your internal system and you can taste something, it's like, okay, I'm going to go play. I know it's on its way to me now. And it is. It's a frustrating. I hear it from a lot of my clients. So like to say, I know it's coming. I can feel it. I can feel it, but I haven't seen it. So we'll thank the hand of God of removing where you know you've been in a big transition. You're ready for the change. You can taste it, but you're not seeing it. And what happens quite often is you feel it. The mind gets chattering at you, and then you walk away from it. And you walk away. Most people, 99% of people, walk away from their dreams transpiring. Literally, it's like they're 99% there. So at the last 1%, they give up, they stop, they walk away, even though everything in their body is saying, keep going, keep going, keep going. But the projections from the people that think about how many times people you've said, this is what I'm waiting for, or this is what's coming. And then people start projecting their own thought process into like, you've been doing that for so long. Are you crazy? Why are you doing this? Then it goes into the mind space. And then your whole innate awareness, your that intelligence inside starts to really get shut down. And then your dreams and visions aren't coming towards you. So again, let's really start to strengthen you to bring and to be really fully open to bring in what you can feel, what you can taste, what's like really starting to be ready to drop for you now, and understanding there's that timing. And I'll tell you, when you start to expand the internal space more and you get all the cells and the body really working with you and you have that connection anchored in, that you're going, you know, right to that source, pure, beautiful source energy, that's where you start to get your direction from more than you will into the mental space. And that's what I want to start to drop down today even more for each and every one of you that's listening, so you can actually really get that shift and connect and really start to, like we said, the bike, not unlearn how to keep waking up, how to keep expanding your whole atmosphere. And your body is an atmosphere. If you look at it and put a big ball around you, that's your atmosphere, and it goes with you everywhere you go. And you either can change it and change other people, or you can pollute other people. Like how many times you can go outside and you can say something negative, or somebody said something negative to you. They've just polluted your atmosphere. They polluted who you are, which then pollutes, you know, what you're wanting to do, the awareness level where you are. So they try to bring, a lot of people try to bring down other people's awareness levels, but please know that you can't bring them down. They can only continue to go up. And that's where your body will always tell you, I'm frustrated. I'm angry. This isn't working for me. I'm ready to try something different. I'm ready to step into new paths. And that is where I want to expand your computer and actually speed you all up. Because a lot of times we're running too slow. And depending on the people you're around and depending on the environment you're in can really slow your system down. So if you're running on a brand new iPhone 10 or whatever that is now, it literally will slow you down. So you'll feel like you're running on the original iPhone. And so you'll be feeling like you have glitches. So your body is always telling you where the glitches are. And that would be your aches. That would be your pains. That would be, you know, the frustrations within the body. Those are your glitches. So when was the last time you actually looked at your system and had enough awareness of what it's telling you? When was the last time you said, okay, I have this pain. Why? Why are you telling me that I have this pain body? What's happening and what caused it? And it wasn't just that you just fell down, or it wasn't that you just, you know, hurt yourself at the gym. There's usually something a lot more behind that. And the more you become in tune with system, the more you're going to find your answers are going to come naturally. Your answers are going to start to flow and you won't have to struggle for them anymore. And that's where I want to thank that hand of God of expanding your awareness, expanding it in your physical, in your mental, in your emotional, in your spiritual, in your psychological, in your psychic, in, you know, all the levels and layers of who you are at all the roots and seeds. So I say roots and seeds because those were the things that all the bugs were planted in your system. And when you start to realize and back them out, like we were saying earlier with the lies, or you start to go, that's not my truth anymore. So people say, what do you do when you have a new awareness around a subject when you were so adamant about it before? And I said, quite often spirit will give you situations that you can walk through. So the people that are very loud and very vocal about a certain topic and they're very adamant that it's this way, this way, this way. And you hear this in many areas of life. You can think about people right now. Quite often they will be tested with something that will put them right in the middle of the situation that they're denouncing or they're very righteous about. And they'll find themselves very mixed up and very tormented inside because now they realize that the awareness in them has changed that, oh, this isn't black and white. There's a lot of factors that can come into someone's life. There's a lot of factors that can show up that can make you want to change your point of view and opinion on something. And that's where you have to have enough strength inside to know it's okay to change your opinion. It's okay to change your point of view. And it doesn't make you wrong before. It just shows that you've had enough growth. And if we're not growing, guys, and we're not changing each and every day, your body gets plugged up. And it will get plugged up. And by the time, let me tell you, by the time your body has got a physical ailment, you have actually ignored all the levels and layers of the awareness of what your physical system, your atmosphere, your energetic system is telling you. So when you get sick, it is because we have ignored the situations that were coming along. And so it is really, I find it's very fascinating with all the clients I've worked with. People will say to me, you know what, Tracy, I was so adamant that this is how I handled my money and no other way. And then, you know, I was presented with a new opportunity. It was against everything I believed to even do that based on religious points of view because of how they were trained. But they said, you know, finally, I realized I should have done it. So I tried to go back. I did it again. I did these investments against what everybody taught me. And they worked out because in their gut, they were like, oh my gosh, I didn't. I've had a lot of learnings from my clients. I didn't know that there's that situation out there, but it is. And they said when they really started to follow their own knowing and they felt bad because they had to reconcile with it. It's okay to change it. It's okay to change directions and points of view. So I really want to increase, impart, and strengthen all of your fields to know that you can change a point of view. Don't make yourself wrong. Just start in the new direction because you've grown and inside is growing. So this is what we have to really start to anchor on, impart, and hold true. What's true for you may not be true for someone else. So again, I really want to encourage you, check out the Global Online Call tonight. It's an hour, hour and a half. You get a replay, but we shift for the whole hour. You get to submit your questions and check us out at tracylclark.com. The YouTube channel's there where we're constantly giving you updated information and making sure that you're on track to live your extraordinary life and to really go to another level. I also am really excited. We're going to next week have Katrina Boss on, who is the author of two books, but the one I love, What If You Could Skip the Cancer. We share a lot of great synergies there, and I know it's going to be very empowering, and this is part of why I wanted to do the awareness show this week, to really get you in touch with your body before we open this conversation up with her and her journey to inspire you and be able to get you to see energetically how in charge you can be of your body. So again, check us out at tracylclark.com, and we'll catch you right after the break. Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at tracylclark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., where we always want to uplift you, inspire you, but really get you empowered and get you understanding the things you can do each and every day in your life. And they don't have to be hard. A lot of times when people go on a journey of awakening and learning new things about themselves, they think it has to be hard or hard work, or it doesn't. It just has to be, and I will align each and every one of you to have a strength of just being empowered and empowered to make new choices of where you want to be and how you want your life to be, and not to have that fear, because that underlining fear, as you know, holds us all back, and it's really not necessary. And it really comes down to, for a lot of people, the fear of loss and letting go. And it's different to have to tune into your system and say, because we're not taught that. We're taught to memorize. We're taught to follow everybody else. And when you really got to tune into your system and say, really, what are you telling me? I was saying before the break that I'm really excited to talk to our guest next week, Katrina, about her story, because I know for all of us who've gone through some really incredible health journeys, the key for us to recovery, the key for us of letting go, was becoming so aware of what our body was liking, what it wasn't liking, and what was really going on underneath, what needed to be let go, and what emotions were being attached that have been holding us back. And that's a very, 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 can feel like a very daunting place for a lot of people when they wake up. And quite often you'll realize in my world, most people that I connect with, obviously 99% of them, they understand what it means to wake up. They understand what it means to have more love in the world. They understand what it's like to want to give to more people and get more people living their extraordinary life. But when I first really woke up myself, I was the only one. People thought I was crazy. They're like, why are you looking at your body like this? Why are you like, just go take some medicine. And I'm like, well, I did that route for 32 years and it didn't work. They're telling me that my body's failing. And so I had to look for something different. And people would be like, you're crazy. And I knew it was that knowing inside was so strong. I knew that at all costs, I had to listen to it. And again, I couldn't see it externally right away. I could taste it. I knew it. But I'm so grateful that I followed it. And How many times have you not followed what you know you need to do? How many times have you not opened your awareness, changed your perception, changed your point of view? And this is the beautiful thing about life, is that we get to change all the time, and we get to change our knowings and our perceptions and our feelings about anything. You're allowed to do that each and every day. Each and every second is a new time, a new space to co-create with the universe, with that hand of God, so you can have those blessings. So if you always remember that you're in charge of co-creating, the awareness levels will go up, and they will go up, and your tank, your gas tank inside will start to feel more full. Your parts will get changed quicker. Your upgrades in your physical body will change faster, and it'll start to flow. There's nothing more frustrating when you feel like your life isn't flowing. How many times have you said, I don't feel like my life is flowing the way I want it to? We bring it back to this. So I want to just draw your attention back into your body for a minute and just hold that. What is the one thing that you would like to have more awareness in your life? More focus, more clarity, more drive, more determination, more motivation, and what, just hold that for a minute. And let's open more space in your system, in your whole internal system, to create an opening to allow a faster system, a faster knowing, meaning your intuition will kick in quicker, and you'll be able to make decisions and discernments at such a fast pace that you will start to see your life moving very, very quickly. And I will tell you that now that we're heading into the fall, we just got through Labor Day weekend, the fall energy is in, the kids are back to school, and if you thought the year was fast, trust me when we say these last 4 months into next year, 2019, are going to feel like you are on one of those crazy roller coasters. And I don't mean up and down in life, but things are going to go so quickly because the planets are moving faster, our awarenesses are moving faster, the information we're taking in is quicker, and we are definitely now moving to a higher level of consciousness, which means more people waking up. And because we're moving into what we call a mass awakening, your internal awareness is going to expand at a much quicker rate so you can help other people. And the whole goal in our lives is to be able to help other people wake up to be start living the life they're meant to live, not the lie they've been programmed. So this is going to be something where you're going to start to see a lot more people drawn into your field. And this is why we want to increase that inner knowing to be so strong that when people come into your field, you know also to where you don't want to waste your time and where you want to invest your time. So the best investment, I always say, is to invest in yourself. There's no more better investments. One of the things about even this entire radio network put together is there's so many options to invest in yourself. And that is going to actually catapult you to another level again in your life where next year, I'll tell you, when you get into 2019, 2020, you think things are moving fast in 2018, your awareness levels are going to kick in so strong, you'll be going literally as if somebody's putting papers in front of you, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. So remember too, with your awareness, one of the guidelines that I like to follow is a yes is a yes. You always know a no is a no. And a maybe is usually a no. So if you have to sit in the maybe, that is your internal system telling you chances are it's a no. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not going to go back and discern the information. So we'll strengthen your bodies for that spirit of discernment. Thank you, God. But we're also going to make sure that you start to understand that. So it's going to become a lot more clear and your focus will become a lot more clear. So you'll be able to actually transform your life a lot faster. Just like we were talking about after the show last week with Body and Food, there was a lot of awareness levels that were kicked in with the callers that had come in and they had sent us feedback that after they sat with the information we gave them, they had the awareness of the underlying fear. So it brought it to the surface so they could take action to start to change their life. And that's what happens as we thank that hand of God of getting a much broader expansion in your field. You have a lot more options that will come towards you, which means you'll have a lot more decisions that you're able to make with a clear focused body and soul. And basically that's what will start to set you up to have things come to you a lot quicker. And you won't feel like you're hitting the door all the time. You won't feel like you're hitting the wall and it's not moving. So I just want to thank that kind of God of actually uplifting you a little bit more to allow you full expansion of all levels and all layers of who you are. And don't worry, those people that aren't going to like it, that's okay. You just move them along and keep on going. Never let anybody else hold you back, okay? Don't let them hold you back, because when you have a greater sense of awareness, you're going to have to change your external environment. So people, places, and things will have to go. So I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us for this hour of change and transformation. And I trust you're going to join us next week again, where we're going to be talking with Katrina about, what if you could skip the cancer? It's a very big topic, but she has come through it and wrote an incredible book. And so I hope that you will really join us and understand how you can create more in your life through your feelings, through, you know, your perceptions and your intuition. So check us out on Instagram, TracyLClark_live, where we're going to continue the conversation and shift for you. And one more time, if you love what we're talking about, please feel free to share it. Check us out at TracyLClark.com, where you can become empowered and inspired and do your own shifts and change your life from extraordinary and make it really extraordinary. So thank you again for joining us for this hour, and we'll see you next week with Katrina Boss. Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.